Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of May 3rd, 2024. Got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. I have a phone conversation with Chris Wink of WEXT. Going to play some music from the Jagaloons. Also going to talk to Mike of Anna Cortez and play a song from Anna Cortez. So without further ado, get started. So the first event is happening Friday, that's May 3rd at 7:30 p.m. It's WEXT and WAMC present live and local at the Linda. And I figured rather than me tell you about what it is, I could get my friend Chris Wink of WEXT on the phone and let him tell you a little bit about it. So let's go to the phone. Hey, Chris, how's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing, Andy? What's going on?
Living the springtime life in the 518, you know?
In order for me to do that, I have to, make sure I have my nasal sprays around.
Well, yeah, I was actually going to say, and by that, I mean I'm dealing with allergies. So I wanted to bring you on because of the Live and Local at the Linda that's happening this weekend. And, you know, because version of the show, I just focus on things that are happening in a couple day block, and I was like, wait, I know Chris. I bet you I could call him and ask him to tell the folks what's going on this weekend. So, I guess what's going on this weekend?
Well, you know, we're real excited. The partnership we have with the Linda to be able to present local musicians and no national headliner. This is the whole idea behind this was to give the local artists their own stage at a really, amazing venue. I mean, with incredible sound, it's just such a great place to be over there at the Linda. So this time around, May 3rd, our show is going to feature a couple of extraordinarily unique sounding artists. We've got Novus Cantus, and those two brothers are just they're amazing. So cool. Just did a 518 session with them, and they're so much fun. And then the other artist is Dust Bowl Fairies from down the Hudson Way, and they're really cool and have such a unique take on both music and stage performance. Ryder is one of the most cool people on the planet.
Yeah, and I was watching the Novus Cantus one, and that is very really cool, super unique, and it just goes to show the range of talent that we have, around here. Like, you could find all kinds of music and something to please everybody, essentially. You know? And yeah. you were saying that you this is the last one for a little bit as we go into the summer. But are there plans to start it back up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We just figured that, there's so much free music in the summertime right. that, we didn't want to have that detract from, because the goal is to actually, make sure the artists get a good paycheck, a decent paycheck. Right. So, that's not always the case.
Right.
And if we were to go into a season where, there's so much free music, we just were a little worried that maybe, we would not necessarily pull the audience that we would want to be able to make that paycheck happen.
So probably sometime in the fall, you'll start it back up.
Yeah. We're looking, I think right now the plan is this is a first Friday thing. So I think the first Friday in October will be our first one back.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, everybody should get out and check out Live and Local at the Linda, Dust Bowl Fairies and Novus Cantus. Chris, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your afternoon to talk to me. And I really appreciate you.
You got it, Andy. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, too. And thanks for letting me be on your podcast.
You have an open invite to be on my podcast. Anytime, my man. Anytime.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, Chris. All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so that was Chris Wink of WEXT, and now on to the next show. We have the Slackers with Some Ska Band and the Jagaloons, and that will be at Lark Hall. This is a Guthrie Bell Productions. It is Saturday, May 4th, starts at 7 p.m., and if you are even like a little bit of a ska fan, you obviously know who the Slackers are. They've been around for a long time. They started... I was like either in high school or just out of high school. So like going back to the very early 90s. So they've been around for a really long time. Great ska band. And then there's the other band, Some Ska Band, who I'm not personally familiar with. But obviously, if they're opening up for the Slackers, they gotta rock. And then speaking of rock, it's a band that I'm very familiar with. The Jagaloons, and I actually talked to Jeff of the Jagaloons this morning, and I have now in my head some knowledge of something very cool that the Jagaloons are going to be announcing very soon, and I can't talk about it right now, which is kind of a bummer, but it'll be soon. It'll be out there. So if you want to follow the Jagaloons on Instagram, it's just at the Jagaloons NY. You'll be privy to the announcement when it comes. And in the meantime, let's check out a Jagaloon song. This is Forbidden Words, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. Forbidden Words, the Jagaloons, and of course you can catch them Saturday, May 4th with Some Ska Band and the Slackers at Lark Hall. All right, and also Saturday, this time at Empire Live, brought to you by Upstate Black and Blue, Step Up Presents and SLP Concerts, is Plush with Deveria and Anna Cortez. And again, kind of rather than me tell you about it, I have Mike of Anna Cortez on the phone, and I'm going to let him tell you about it. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Andy?
Oh, you know, just chilling, gathering intel to let everybody know what's going on this weekend, and I came across an important show that I know we had talked about weeks ago off air, but you guys are playing with Deveria and Plush this weekend, and I do want to talk about that, but I also want to mention, or have you mention rather, what's going on with your show at Fusebox. I know you got a bunch of friends. I know my buddy Randy, who's in Violent by Design, they're playing. But what's happening there?
So June 23rd, Sunday, June 23rd, our fearless leader, Jesse, put together an idea to do a music video for our newest song that we have, and decided that we would kind of do it as a full show, get a bunch of bands playing, kind of have like, you know, kind of have like a little bit of a party, you know, just let have some everyone come out. It's a free show. And yeah, we're going to have our friend who's a great filmmaker, Dylan, is going to come and film all that, get some great shots of everybody. And we're going to play a set, and then a bunch of bands are going to play after us. And it's during the day time too. So it's like a matinee party. Yeah, but it should be really cool. And like you mentioned, our friend Randy, who's one of my really good friends too, his band Violent by Design is playing. Our friends in 10 Bucks Till Friday are playing. Our friend Daryl's new band Gateway is playing. And I don't know if you're familiar with Sean Shaffrin or not. He's like a local guitar god, basically. It's kind of like a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to performing. We played with him a couple months ago, and we were just like, wow, we have to have him come play because he's just so good.
So yeah, if people wanted to be in the video, what time, like, should they show up at the Fuse Box?
I would say if they want to be in the video, be there a little bit before 2 o'clock.
Cool.
Pretty much the doors are going to be at 2. And we're going to already be sort of set up because we're going to be doing our close-up shots and stuff like that in the hours leading up to that. And then basically doors show around 2, probably be playing by 2:30. But yeah, everybody can come. It's pretty much open to anybody who wants to be there. We're kind of hoping that we'll see all sorts of, you know, different faces, friends and family and friends of friends and, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, anyone should come.
And it's such a cool concept to do, like, you know, to bring to, like, extras in a video is tough to, like, you know, because a lot of the times, I mean, not a lot of the times, every time you make a video, it's a lot of, like, hurry up and wait. It's, you know, you have to be on set, but, like, you can't, you know, you're not doing something constantly. So to be an extra is tough because it's like, yeah. But to be like, hey, you know, then we'll offer you a fucking free show with, like, you know, 4 bands playing and, like, and it's early. It'll be like what a kick-ass idea. I just think it's a great idea to combine it and be like, you know, a show and a video.
Yeah, Jesse had kind of, you know, brainstormed a few different possible ways we could do a video and have extras. And like you said, you know, it could be challenging. And this seemed like a great way to keep everybody engaged and have fun. And it's easy to stand in the crowd and look excited, you know. So we thought that would be cool for people who aren't even, you know, used to going to shows all the time or something like that. You know, I have some family members who are going to come and participate.
Nice.
And kind of get, like, just be part of this little time capsule that we have here. You know, it'll be really cool to look back on in a bunch of years and see everybody who came.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, obviously a big show coming up this weekend that we want to talk about. So I guess tell the folks a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's exciting. As you mentioned earlier, we're playing at Empire Live with Deveria, ourselves, and then the local band, I guess semi-local band, Plush. Their singer guitar player is local.
Yeah, yeah. With 518 roots, for sure, like the band.
Yeah, has, there you go. That's the best way to put it. I'm not quite sure where the other ladies are from.
Yeah, but me
yeah,
neither.
Mariah herself has some local roots. And it should be a really good one. You know, I hear that they have a really, you know, good draw and they're really good, you know, performers, and their songs are pretty crushing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's gonna be pretty exciting.
And so what time does that all kick off?
Doors for that one are at 6 p.m.
Cool.
Well, the show is at 7. We play second. But it's always good to get there early, buy a t-shirt, you know, get a couple beers,
absolutely,
watch all the bands,
hang out with the bands for sure.
Yeah, it should be really, really cool. We're looking forward to it. It's you know, the biggest show that we've had to date, which is exciting.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to put you in front of like a huge audience, man. Like it really is. Like, so
I'm
stoked for you guys.
There's some of the shows they're playing on this tour right now have been selling out.
Right. And I mean, they've played with Alice in Chains and Kiss.
Yeah.
And, like, and their fucking first song was like top 40, like charting. They're fucking huge. Yeah. It's so great for you guys.
That Disturbed tour with Falling in Reverse.
Right.
That's a pretty big tour.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is. It's going to be exciting. We're hoping to get a few new fans out of it.
Oh, I'd say you'd get. I'm saying you're going to get more than a few. I think
that,
you guys
will be awesome.
It'll be great.
And we've got some new T-shirts to sell.
Yes, I saw those.
Yeah, so those
makes
be
no
fun.
Sense ones you talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Dope.
It's going to be exciting. You know, a little nervous, super excited, but pretty much ready for it. You know,
you're going to crush it. I have no doubt. No fucking doubt. So, follow Anna Cortez on socials to find out, you know, if you don't remember what we said about when the video shoot is and the show this weekend, you can get all that information. So, Mike, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me and let me know what's going on in the world of Anna Cortez.
Thank you, Andy. And I really appreciate it, man. You're the best.
You know what? Actually, Mike, before you go, should we end with an Anna Cortez song?
Yeah, man, let's definitely do it.
Which one do you want to do?
Well, we just put out on 420 our newest song called Last to Know. So I think that would be a good one. And that's the song that we're shooting the music video for as well.
Perfect. Well, how fucking appropriate. So cool. Let's listen to Last to Know, Anna Cortez. And if you want to be in the video again, go be in the video. Everybody's invited. So again, Mike, thank you so much. This is Last to Know, Anna Cortez on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Thank you, sir.
Shooting.
All right, so that was Last to Know, Anna Cortez, and before that, a conversation with Mike of Anna Cortez. And that is it for this weekend's weekend spotlight. I want to thank you all for listening. Again, I implore you to do your own digging and find some shows, because I'm literally just picking a couple. And like, even like for this weekend on Saturday, I mean, there was literally like fucking like eight shows that I was like trying to choose from. And I was like, oh my God, you know, like there's so many. So use me as maybe like a springboard to do some digging, because you're going to find that there's stuff going on every weekend, and certainly stuff that is going to interest you, because it's a multi-genre scene. All the genres seem to get along with each other, like, so you can find the stuff if you look. But again, I'm just giving you a teeny piece of it, like an appetizer, so to speak. And if you would like to help support the show, you can always go to buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518 and buy me a coffee. I not only don't get paid for this, but it costs me money to do it. So any little bit helps. You certainly don't have to, but it is always appreciated. And what you could really do is tell a friend about Unsigned 518, or like, rate, and subscribe wherever you happen to listen. That really helps, you know, getting more ears on the show, more people listening every week. It keeps things moving along. So I appreciate all that. I appreciate every single teeny bit of support, whether it's listening or buying me a coffee or whatnot. I absolutely appreciate it. And I love you all. I'm Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.